This is Ted Kennedy. The Republican Party has been playing dirty politics again. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, as if Irangate weren't bad enough, the Republican Party has mud all over its face again from another dirty trick. The smear attempted by the Republican Senate Campaign Committee against one of the Senate's outstanding Democrats, Howard Metzenbaum of Ohio. Your party's research staff prepared a vicious 72-page report calling Metzenbaum a communist sympathizer. The report was then turned over to Metzenbaum's likely Republican challenges in Ohio. The smear even included advice on how to use the dirt cautiously in order to avoid charges of McCarthyism. The malicious report was prepared several months ago, Bob, and it's been festering ever since. When it came to light at the end of July, it was immediately repudiated by your Republican Party leadership, and rightly so. I know you're anxious to regain control of the Senate, Bob, but the low road will never get you there.
Ted, the smear I just heard from you is almost as bad as a misguided effort to discredit Howard Metzenbaum. So I'll stay on the high road to set the record straight. The Metzenbaum report was the unauthorized and shameless work of a staff person who is no longer with the Republican Senatorial Committee. And it was quickly denounced by the chairman of the committee, Senator Rudy Boschwitz of Minnesota. It was also publicly denounced by Bob Dole on the Senate floor, in front of Senator Metzenbaum, who graciously accepted our regrets. Unfortunately, Ted, you're out to score some political points, so you'll keep slinging mud around to keep the issue alive, even though Senator Metzenbaum and I are trying to move on to Senate business. Ted, political smears have no place in our democracy. Let's try to keep it that way. This is Senator Bob Dole. The search for a new fuel source could end in the fertile grain fields of America. Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.